Welcome to the ADRC Insider here on Lakeshore's Good Neighbor, WOMT.
Good morning, listeners. Welcome back to an all-new conversation of the ADRC Insider right here on the Lakeshore's Good Neighbor. It's WOMT, 1240 AM, 107.9 FM, and streaming online anytime, WMTradio.com. We got Wendy back in the studio. Good morning, Wendy.
Good morning, Terry.
How are you today?
Pretty good. It's kind of cold, but that's all right. We are in Wisconsin,
right?
And it's December.
So, I know, right? I know. Do you know how you know if a snowman was actually in your house? Any ideas?
I don't.
You would find a carrot next to the puddle.
Ba-dum-bum.
There you go. Hey, we got a special guest in the studio. I'm going to let you do a little introduction here this morning.
Oh, great. Yes. So our ADRC board is a very important element of how we function, right? We need that support. We need voices. We need people who are willing to represent our community. Paul Hacker is with us today, and he is one of the county board members, and we are very, very lucky to have him on our board. He's a great representative for our community, and I will tell you, he really has a voice to advocate for the community members. He comes with some great questions to our board, always willing to explore more, understand, so he can serve better. So, I would love to have him talk about what he's learned. And
Paul, good morning.
Well, thank you. Thank you. That's quite an introduction.
Yeah, glad to have you here. I know that serving on boards is a great way to give back to the community, and this is one of the ways that you give back is by being part of this board.
It is. It is. I'm in my second term on the as a county board supervisor representing District 8. And I'm on a number of committees, the ADRC being the most recent add-on to my...
I thought you were going
to
say the most important. I'm like, yes!
It is the most important. Absolutely. Absolutely.
I like it.
And it's been a pleasure to serve. I've just been on the ADRC board since April, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay.
Plenty to learn. It's amazing how much there is to learn, how many programs the ADRC actually offers, and the variety of the programs. It's very impressive.
Yeah, I would say that, Paul, those are some of the best questions you come with, is that you don't want to just sit on the ADRC board because maybe you've been assigned to it. You actually come with this curiosity, and because you're curious, you're learning about our programs, and you're better able to then go out into the community, right? Or if you're engaging with somebody who maybe has a need, you understand how we can serve. So that is just so helpful when we have board members that are that curious.
Well, absolutely. That's my job, to interject what I can to help you be more effective.
Yeah.
That is my job.
Yeah. And being engaged, right? Because, I mean, I've been part of a lot of other boards for other nonprofits, great organizations, and sometimes, you know, the board members are just there just to be there, right? But from what I'm hearing and understanding, like you're actually really engaged in the board and really helping to continue to move the mission forward.
And that's absolutely my outlook and what I try and bring to the party else I think is just not adding anything to the equation.
So not to put you on the spot, Paul, but I would love to know, like, since you've been on the board, what have you really learned about, the aging and disabled population here in our community? Like, just what have you learned now that you're involved?
Well, the most impressive thing that strikes me is the variety of programs offered by the ADRC. And, from home-delivered meals, which is a monumental undertaking in itself, to support for caregivers who are caring for dementia patients.
Yeah.
I mean, that's another big initiative for ADRC and everything in between. I mean, it's just amazing to me how many... Two things: how many programs are available, and how many resources are available, and what a well-kept secret that is.
Yeah, Yeah. Wendy, time is running out here in today's program, but we do want to throw out a little invitation because we are in need of another board member right now, correct?
Yes, we have a great opportunity to represent on our board, much like Paul is. We need someone who is a representative of the disabled population, meaning that maybe you care for somebody, you work in that field, or you yourself are disabled. We would love to hear from you and have you on our board.
Yeah. And how would they reach out to you to get more information on that, Wendy?
They could call us at 920-683-4180 and just personally ask for me, Wendy.
Yeah, awesome, guys. Wendy, thank you for time. Paul, thanks for being on the show today.
Oh, my pleasure.
And thanks for giving back to the community by being on the board. We appreciate it.
Absolutely.
Yeah, thank you, Paul.
We'll talk to you guys again next week right here only on WOMT.
The Aging and Disability Resource Center of the Lakeshore is your bridge to support. Tune in again next Monday morning at approximately 11:30 for an all-new episode of the ADRC Insider. Or download the podcast anytime at cehaferpodcasts.com. You're listening to WOMT Radio, a Cehafer broadcasting station.